Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, or Cheryl J. Savage, whichever you prefer. I am a certified hypnotherapist and an ordained minister for the full gossip of Jesus Christ since 1997. And originally, I was ordained by the name of Cheryl J. Matthews by the Ministers of Christ, and I have since brought that name current. Why am I telling you this? You're probably wondering. Why am I telling you this? Because the laws of America state that in order for me to help anyone with any health issues or healings of any kind, I have to either be a licensed physician, licensed professional, or an ordained minister. So what we're going to talk about today is this is really not the regular, typical type of show that I normally do, but rather I'm going to explain to you the new research study group that we're just starting. It's really very exciting. And basically, if you or someone you know has cancer and would simply like to get rid of that cancer and be healed through the power of your own mind, then not only will we teach you and show you how to get rid of the cancer, but also how to keep it from coming back. It is a group study, which will be publicized, so it is a little bit different than just simply participating. Basically, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to explain to you just what it is that we're planning on doing. Since I am an ordained minister, then, yes, I can help you to heal. It's like a spiritual healing, which it really actually is. And we're simply doing this through the power of your own mind. Now, you have to understand that your mind is the spiritual part of you. You came into this world as a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being, and that is your mind. The mind is the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your physical body, in every single cell of your body. So in the past 20 years, in all of the people that have come to me with cancer has 100% success in healing their cancer, getting rid of it, however you want to speak of it, getting rid of it. And so we have kind of really kept this quiet and kept it under covers simply because we did not want to go public, and I've not kept any records, recordings of it, for the simple reason that I didn't really think our government would appreciate it, since they have a revenue of more than $200 billion per year off of cancer treatments, cancer medications, cancer drugs, and so on. So people like me who show people like you who have cancer how to get rid of it very easily and very naturally and simply at zero cost dollars, next to nothing, or zero to next to nothing, basically, they don't really care for that. So I have really just kept it quiet until now because of the internet, and we are having people come in from other countries with books and so on. Ty Bollinger has come out with a new book on 81 ways to get rid of cancer, and he states now that he has scientific proof that a person has a better chance of surviving cancer than if they use any radiation or chemotherapy. In other words, if you use radiation or chemotherapy, you reduce your chances of survival of cancer. So he came out with that book, and it was pretty bold. It's like about a 500-page book. Suzanne Summers also talks about interviewing all the different doctors that help people to heal cancer through basically very natural and alternative means, which is not using any kind of cancer drugs. So it is becoming, you know, people are becoming more aware. And because of the economy today, the way that things are, which is not good, of course, and with the new health care bill that has just recently been passed, then more people are looking for alternative ways of healing. Cancer seems to be the one disease that really shakes people's world. However, you need to understand that cancer is nothing more than an overactive protein, and it can be very simply gotten rid of, very simply. What I'm planning on doing is, if you have cancer and you would like to participate in this group, then you will need to have access to a computer and a phone. And what you can do is, my plans haven't really gone exactly as I anticipate here, because right now you can reach me through email. You can either email me through thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That's T-H-E-H-Y-P NOSISQUEEN at AOL.com. That's the Hypnosis Queen at AOL.com. You can email me there. If you email me, send me your name and your phone number, and also a brief description about yourself, and I don't want that description to be any more than a half page long, and basically tell something about yourself, who you are, and your current situation, and what it is that you hope to achieve. This brief description will be publicized, and you will have to sign a release of your photo. Yes, and I do want a photo, which has to be a recent photo that was taken in the last 30 days. You can simply send it by email or through mail. If you send something through the physical U.S. mail, the address is C.J. Savage, Post Office Box 1273-1273, Jacksonville, Illinois, 62651. So you can send something through the mail, but just a half page, no more than a half a page of a brief description about yourself with a recent photo, not more than 30 days old, and it will be publicized. You will be required to sign a release so that all records and studies will be public information, and it will go public, and it will be used for others to learn from. But it could be used for many different things, to learn from, publicize, advertise, many different things. So if you don't have email, if you're on a phone and you don't have access to a computer, then you can call me. You can call 217-473-5412. That's 217-473-5412. 217-473-5412. So you do really actually have to have to participate in this research study group. You need to have access to a computer and also a phone. Then you'll need to provide a photo and some information about yourself, just a brief introduction about yourself and what's going on with you, what you want to accomplish, and this should be no more than a half a page. And this is something that will be read, that can be read by anyone. This is not just for me. This is something that will be publicized in a research book. It will actually go in a book. I will not accept any photos that are of nudity or inappropriate in any way, and they really need to be a close-up shot of your face or close-up shot of, say, your body, but not a big long distance where you're standing in the driveway or something in way back there. The photo does have to be recent, last 30 days. Post-op is fine. Does not have to be professional. You can be done with a cell phone if you want. And then you can send it over through the email to thehypnosisqueen at AOL.com, or you can send it to Finer Minds, FINERMINDS, Finer Minds at AOL.com. What I had planned is, my plans didn't go quite the way I anticipated, because I had planned to have a blog set up today just for this, that it would be done and set up this afternoon where you could go in there. You would have information that you could look at. However, Blogger has been down all day since early this morning. I don't know what's up with that. I've never seen it happen before, but they are down. If you go to, say, my blog, I have a blog called healingcancerwithmymind.com, and I've just basically just, we are now putting the information on there and getting everything done, except when I sign in so that I can add the information, it says Blogger is unavailable. It's been like that all day. So we'll have that done by next week. There is a one-time nominal fee to help you cover some of the expenses, which is only $97. That $97 will cover all the expenses to take you all the way. It's a very small nominal fee that actually can be paid up front, or it can be divided into two payments over 2 months, say $50 1 month, $50 next month. We do accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover Card, money orders, checks, cash, whatever you want to do. When you join to participate, you simply submit your name and your phone number, the number that you'll actually call on to have the teleseminars. You will receive hypnosis. We will send you the hypnosis audios. So you will have it. You will have instructions. and then you will join teleseminars, which is like a conference call on the phone. If you cannot make it at that specific time, they are recorded, and you can listen to it at your own convenience. However, if you get on and win the teleseminar, if you get on at the specific time when you're supposed to, then it will become a group discussion, and we will talk about, and you can ask questions, get questions answered. You will have be in like a support group, and this will go on for 4 months. So you will receive the hypnosis. We're also going to talk about many other things. When you join into the study group and participate, we will log and keep record of everything that we do, everything that you do. You will have the hypnosis CD, the hypnosis audio that you will listen to on a daily basis. And then we'll also, in the teleconferences, we're going to talk about some very easy, simple exercises that you will need to do to clear out all the dark energy from your body that you've been harboring up. That is the reason that you have cancer. We will talk about releasing that dark negative energy from your physical body, and you're welcome to join in. The conference calls actually indefinitely for as long as you choose to or want to, if you'd like to, but you will have the support group for 4 months to take care of your problems, because I haven't in 20 years seen anyone go for more than 4 months that needed the help, whether it be melanoma or a man that was, quote, full of cancer. It was all gone in 4 months. So I think 4 months is adequate time to meet all your needs. In the teleseminars, you will learn how to master your mind, get control of your mind, so that you can use your mind to heal yourself and improve every area of your life. The teleseminars will be ongoing. They'll be, I'm not sure what the schedule will be just yet. It's going to depend on several things. It's going to depend on how many people join the group. If there are a large number, because I want to keep this in control. So if there is a larger number than what I want to work with, we will have more teleseminars. They'll be more frequently. If it's a small number, a handful of people, then they will be at least once a week or twice a week. But if we have a large group, they may be every day. I don't know. However, you will be given all the tools, the concepts, the instructions, and everything that you need to work with, everything you need to do to improve every area of your life, and most of all, the number one thing is to, quote, get rid of your cancer. So you will also learn how to stop all negative, wrong, and bad thinking. You're going to release and let go of all the past experiences in the past as if it just doesn't matter anymore. You're going to be free of any anger and hate that you've been holding on to. You will learn how to heal. You can and you will heal yourself if you want to. And if you simply try and you follow instructions, you participate in the study group and you do what you're told to do, then you will not only learn how to heal yourself, but you will learn how to keep from getting cancer again. And if you do have cancer, if you've ever had cancer and you got rid of it or healed, cured it, whatever the case may be, you will find that the doctor probably told you that most likely the cancer will come back. There is a reason for that. There's been a 20-year study on why cancer comes back. And so you're going to learn how to keep from getting the cancer again, how to not have cancer come back, in other words. So understand, though, I want you to remind you that this is not a substitute for your doctor's care. If your doctor is receptive to your using alternative methods of healing while you are also working with your doctor, then everything only good will come together and work for you for the benefit of all concerned. If your doctor is not receptive to you doing or trying anything else, especially when it is all natural and only through the power of your mind and cannot and will not interfere in anything else that you are doing or anything that your doctor recommends, well, then I would say you should probably ask why. And then again, I'd say, why ask why, if that be the case, if you have a doctor like that. So this is not a substitute for your doctor's care. And if your doctor is receptive to using, say, hypnosis, then you're going to have only good going to work for the benefit of all concerned. But if he's not receptive to you doing or trying anything else, especially when it's all natural and only through the power of the mind, then all I can say is you should probably ask why. And then again, I say, why ask why when you have a doctor like this? Okay, just one legal disclaimer here that I actually have here that I'm, and it's actually going to be on the website. It will be in everything that I do. This disclaimer is I am not a licensed physician. And so you should know that the information, concepts, and tools that I share with you are not to be intended to diagnose or treat or cure any illnesses or diseases or conditions. It's not intended to substitute for the advice, treatment, or diagnosis of qualified licensed professionals, and I do not make any medical diagnosis or medical claims, and this is not a substitute for doctor's care. I am a certified hypnotherapist and an ordained minister, and so I feel that it is my responsibility to provide you with the information, the tools, and the skills that you can use in your life to live life more abundantly as you are about to embark on your spiritual journey within. Okay, you have my contact information. The site that I had planned to have up today for you to be able to go to is not up. So it will be up in a few days, and that is on a site called www.healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. Blogspot is a blogger blog. It is a very, it's a brand name of a blog. Blogger blog is a brand name. So it's, the site is healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot, that's blogspot.com. If you want to join this study group, then you can either call 217-473-5412. You can email thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and that is thehypnosisqueen @aol.com. That's my email address, thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Simply send over your name and your phone number. You can send a small photo, a half-page brief, just brief information about yourself, who you are, what is going on with you, what you hope to achieve. That is for anyone to read, so be careful. You can call me if you want to use credit card, I take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, anything. So if you want to pay $97 and pay and get join in, that is to cover some of the expenses. If you want to divide that into two parts, then you pay $50 now, $50 a month from now, and then we will get you started. You will have to sign a release, so all your information is publicized, maybe even advertised. It will be recorded and go in a book for the public. It's for other people to learn from. So if you have any questions, just send me an email. Send me an email at thehypnosisqueen.com, or you can call me at 217-473-5412, and I hope to hear from you. Thank you. Also, you can check out my blog. I have another blog. It's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. So www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That is my general blog that covers many different things. Also, you can go on there and you can download a free hypnosis audio called Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health with Hypnosis. You can also get the first four chapters of my new book that is coming out in June called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? Thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.